From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 13th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Petitions in opposition to the construction of a new Greene County jail and in support of a shared facility with Columbia County are circulating. Greene County legislator Lori Torgerson, Democrat of Windham, is aware of two petitions in particular, which hundreds of people have signed, she said. Torgerson said she has also received emails from residents who oppose building a new jail in Coxsackie. John Phillips of Catskill started a petition last week urging legislators to support the authorization to pay $30,000 to fund a feasibility study of the shared jail idea. This can help bring the shared jail concept to fruition, according to Phillips. He said, and I quote, "The opposition to it spurs a bunch of spurious hooey," end quote. If the decision on the jail were left to a public referendum, things would be different, he said. Phillips was not surprised by the reaction to the petition. He said many residents are interested in the matter, especially those who are wealthy and don't want to see the county become a jail culture. Mountaintop Progressives member Jonathan Gross has written letters in support of the shared jail concept and also signed a petition supporting a feasibility study. "Not doing a feasibility study at the Columbia County jail site when there's so much at stake does not make sense," Gross said. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. U.S. Representative John Faso could be headed to South Korea next month. The Kinderhook Republican has been invited to join a trip being organized by the U.S. Association of Former Members of Congress. Faso said March 12th, and I quote, "I just received an invitation last week to visit Korea as part of a congressional delegation, and I'm considering whether or not it can fit into the schedule to go," end quote. Faso said the trip is supposed to take place late April. The first-term congressman said he expects the delegation to be bipartisan and consist of less than 10 representatives. He said, and I quote, "Given everything that's going on, I would like to go and see firsthand and discuss with officials about their perspective," end quote. Faso received the invitation on the heels of the news that President Donald Trump will meet with North Korea leader Kim Jong-un in May. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The Times Union is reporting the American toy and child products retailer Toys R Us is preparing for liquidation and may close all of its 800 U.S. stores. The announcement is expected to be made this week when the company is scheduled to appear in court for a bankruptcy hearing. Toys R Us filed for bankruptcy in September. 15 of its New York locations were on the list of planned closures announced in the fall, including Babies R Us in Latham and Toys R Us in Glen Falls. The company also operates a Toys R Us and Babies R Us store near Colony Center and a Toys R Us store in Clifton Park that were not included on the list of closures but would be affected by a liquidation. In other retail news, the Times Union is reporting Best Buy is closing its remaining standalone mobile stores by the end of May. The closure list includes a mobile store at Crossgates Mall in Gilderland. The main Best Buy store in Crossgates will remain open. The Minnesota-based technology retailer attributed the closures to changing customer habits and the high cost of operating the mobile stores. And finally, David Lee is reporting for the Columbia Paper. The town of New Lebanon kicked off its bicentennial celebration with an event focused on spirituality and religion at Town Hall on March the 3rd. In her opening remarks, Town Supervisor Colleen Teal announced the goals of NL 200, cohesion, pride, and economic development. Monty Wash led the group in a few shaker songs. Then Wahida Janice Young spoke on behalf of the Abode of the Message, a Sufi community founded when a group of young people purchased the South Family Building of the Mount Lebanon Shaker community. Father John Close, pastor of the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, spoke of the church's history and the construction of its grotto, which was modeled on the grotto of Our Lady of Lourdes in southern France. Town historian Kevin Furst offered an overview of the valley's history and spoke about the Native American ancestry of the land. The event ended with the unveiling of the newly redesigned town seal and one of New Lebanon's new bicentennial banners. You can read that full story in the Columbia Paper. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is reporting that the winter weather advisory will remain in effect until 8 p.m. Tuesday evening. A total snow accumulation of 3 to 6 inches is expected. Some areas could get as much as 8 inches. The temperature high for today will be 34 degrees. For Tuesday night, a chance of snow, mainly after 5 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 27 degrees. Now the forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, a chance of snow before 8 a.m., then a chance of snow showers after 8 a.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 35 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of snow showers, mainly after 2 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 26. And on Thursday, a slight chance of snow showers before 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 36 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of flurries, mostly cloudy with a low around 23. The sun rose this morning at 7:10 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:59 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 54 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 13th day of March, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.